I don't know what package it's in.
Hello.
Oh, hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can you just give me 1 second? I'll put you on a brief hold.
Yes, of course. Take your time.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. So, was it you or Stefan that was texting in today about the Google ads? I think it was coming from your number, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. So, I know that you and I had talked about this in the past, but how the Google ads work is they're a pay-per-click campaign, and they'll run at the very top of the page, even mm-hmm. above the local map section, which is where you guys are ranking now. And then the benefit to having Google Ads is you can run them wherever you would like them to show without having an address there. Okay, so let's say that you want to, you know, be found in Chicago or in Barrington or different high-end areas that maybe you can't reach with the maps. You can set up that campaign for those ads to run wherever you'd like them to go. Okay. And then as a recap, our minimum requirement to bundle the service with the ads is $300 per month. And that would give you about a $9 a day budget. Okay. So what we do is we take the $300 and we divide it into 30 days and, you know, comes out to like $9 and some change per day. And then what happens is each morning your ads will go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on you, that's when money comes out of the campaign. So, you know, let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $9 a day, you know, daily budget. After mm-hmm. 9 people click on you, you would rotate off and someone else would rotate on. And that's a good thing because that, you know, prevents you from having, you know, an unexpected $1,000 bill pop up, right? That would never happen because we put a cap on it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So currently, what you guys had was your program bundled with $100 worth of Facebook ads, and you were paying $2.99 monthly. So I think what I was suggesting to you was if we take the Facebook ads off, we can then allocate that extra $100 to go
yes.
towards the Google ads, right? So then
yes.
you're only paying $200 more. You're paying $4.99 monthly, but now you have the program bundled with the Google ads, which I think will probably be a lot more effective for you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah. And then if you wanted to set it up, then what I would do is I would create an appointment for one of my technicians to call you, and they would go over your keywords, your service area, and getting the ad set up, maybe all of the different zip codes that you'd like to show in. So what I always recommend there is you can have as many zip codes as you want, but
uh-huh.
the budget gets eaten up quicker if you give us, you know, hundreds and hundreds. So, you know, sometimes I
right.
tell people it's good to stick with a good, you know, maybe 5 to 7 areas that are targeted that you know for a fact that you would do well in and start there because you could always grow it and expand it down the road, you know, if you wanted to.
Okay. So do you maybe have, like, let's say for the, like those specific zip codes, do you know if they already have, you know, some similar company that they are using that it's more popular, that it will be, you know, a waste to go there? And, you know, put it as our also targeted area, but, you know, it will be, you know, wasted because they already have, like, someone.
It's never wasted to run the ads, but what I'll tell you is that in each area, typically, I've never seen more than three companies up there at a time. So usually there's only one or two being showcased, but at the, you know, maximum, it's usually three. And the reason that those three usually get the best traction is because we'll put a tagline and a link to your site on it as well. So, it, you know, when a potential client sees it, they'll be very comfortable in working with you, you know, even prior to picking up the phone and calling you. And we could even run specials and promotions and things like that. You know, maybe, you know, call now for 5% off a new customer or different, you know, promotions that you might want to run. And that will, you know, kind of, I don't know, incentivize somebody to click on your ad as opposed to any other ones that might be up there.
Okay, but this about the specials and promotions would be, like, if we decide, for example, in the month of December to run some specials, we're going to adjust that, right?
Yes, you can adjust it. So you can run a December special, and then come January, you can take it off. You could even do a call to action on there without a special, you know. So, for example, for the best, you know, epoxy coatings for your woodworking, call now, you know, to see some examples or something, to see some of our current work, or, you know, sometimes things like that work too, just a little, you know, call to action as opposed to just an ad that's popping up, you know, for Custom Works Inc.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah. So are you thinking that you wanted to get it started up now, or were you kind of gathering more information so you and Stefan can discuss it more? Or?
No, I actually thought that this is going to be the call with the technician, because I know last time when we spoke, you said that someone will call me, you know, to discuss the keywords and the targeting and everything. That's why I thought that, you know, someone will call me from the tech team.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So before we schedule that call,
completely lost track that it's actually 28th of October.
Isn't that crazy? I know. It's the year's flying by. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So before I can schedule that, I would have to, you know, set the invoice for the ads and then process it. And then we could have the technician call you to set it up.
Isn't that going to be on the 4th?
Well, that's the way you and I had discussed last time, but
yeah.
If you would rather, you know, jump started and get the ad started now, what we could do is we could do 300 today, then your payment for the 4th would just be 199, right? Rather than paying 300 now and 499 on the 4th, that's too much, too big payments, too close together. So what we would do is just run the 300 now and then the 199 on the 4th. And then starting in December, we could put it together all on the same invoice. So December 4th, it could still be for the 499. But I think that way you'd get a little bit of a head start on, you know, getting those ads set up, because then we could, you know, create the appointment, have the technician call you now and get that all nailed down. And the ads typically take up to 2 weeks to start running. However, I've seen them up and running before on a special request in 3 to 5 days.
No, we can still keep the 4th as we initially discussed. That,
okay.
That's no rush. I thought that they're going to call me prior to the 4th so we can have everything set up so we can start the apps on the 4th.
Okay, so what I'm doing right now is I'm sending myself a reminder for the 4th that once that payment goes through, I'll call you and I'll set the appointment for the technician to call you, and they'll just go over that Google Ads client interview on that date, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and Les, do you know what time do you typically like after 4:30? Because I could maybe just put something in there now for that date.
Or that's Monday. Maybe 4:45.
Okay. So we typically will block out our increments. We know it's not going to take that long, but we want to give a little bit of a cushion to the technician. So I could block out either 4 to 5 or 5 to 6.
Well, I finish work at 4, so I need time to get home. That's why I said after 4:30, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why don't we just put it down for 5 o'clock then on Monday? Because that way you'll have time to get home. Okay, you got it. And typically they call you right on the button, but just in case, you know, they call you at 5:15 or so, don't panic. I'm blocking out that whole hour. So they will call you sometime between 5 and 6 o'clock your time. Okay.
No problem.
All right. And then on Monday, we're going to process on the same card that we have ending in 6952, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, so you're all good to go. We'll be reaching out to you again on Monday to do that client interview. And in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week too, okay?
Okay, so it was $4.99, right?
Yep, $4.99 on Monday, okay, to be exact.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your call.
Oh, you're welcome. It's always nice talking to you. Have a great rest of your week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.